Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're diving into a topic that's not just fascinating, but also incredibly important for our future sustainable preventive maintenance of MMC-based concrete building structures in harsh environments. Now, you might be wondering, what on earth is MMC? Well, it stands for Modern Methods of Construction, and it's revolutionizing how we think about building infrastructure.
Wait, what? MMC? Is that like a new superhero or something? Laughs, but seriously, how does it change the game for construction?
Great question. You see, the construction industry is a massive player in resource consumption, especially in residential construction. It's like, if you think about it, building a house is kind of like baking a cake. You need the right ingredients, and if you use too much or the wrong ones, you end up with a disaster. So, MMC offers innovative approaches to design and build more efficiently, which is crucial for sustainability.
That's a tasty analogy. So, like, how does this MMC actually help with sustainability? Is it like using organic ingredients in baking instead of processed ones?
Exactly. That's a great analogy. Just like organic ingredients can make a cake healthier, MMC uses advanced materials and techniques that reduce waste and improve efficiency. For instance, in my research, I evaluated the sustainability of reinforced concrete flat slabs using a hollow structural body system. It's like creating a cake with less batter, but still getting that fluffy texture more efficient and less wasteful.
Wow. So you're saying that the environment can really mess with these structures? Like, what kind of environmental aggressiveness are we talking about here? Sigh.
Great question. We're talking about things like carbonation and chlorides. For example, if you build a structure near the ocean, the salt in the air can corrode the concrete over time. It's like if you left a metal spoon in salt water, eventually it would rust. So, we assessed 10 design options for a waterfront public residential building, looking at their economic, environmental, and social impacts over the structure's lifetime.
That sounds super complex. So, how do you even measure all those impacts? Is there a special method or something? Laughs.
Yes. We used a combination of the best-worst method and the Vicker technique to evaluate 9 sustainability criteria. It's like having a taste test for carcassonne might be sweeter, some fluffier, and you want to find the best balance. The results showed that 5% silica fume concrete is the most cost-effective and environmentally friendly option. It's like finding the perfect recipe that not only tastes good, but is also good for you.
Silica fume? What's that? Is it like a secret ingredient or something? Sigh.
Haha, you could say that. Silica fume is a byproduct from producing silicon metal or ferrosilicon alloys. When added to concrete, it enhances its durability and reduces permeability, which means it's less likely to absorb harmful substances. Think of it as adding a protective layer to your cake to keep it fresh longer.
That's so cool. So what about the social impacts you mentioned? How do those fit into all of this? Laughs.
Excellent point. Social impacts are often overlooked in construction. We need to consider how these buildings affect the community, like job creation, housing affordability, and even the aesthetic value of a neighborhood. Hydrophobic impregnation, for instance, can reduce social impacts by making buildings more resilient and less prone to damage, which ultimately benefits the community.
I see. So it's not just about the materials, but also how they affect people's lives. That's really eye-opening. Sigh.
Exactly. And with the global construction industry consuming around 50% of non-renewable resources and contributing significantly to CO2 emissions, we need to rethink our approach. The European Green Deal aims for net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2050, which is a huge goal.
Wow, that's ambitious. So what's the next step? How do we actually implement these sustainable practices in real life? Laughs.
Well, it starts with a life cycle assessment based on ISO standards, focusing on maintenance cycles for structures exposed to corrosion. We evaluated 10 construction options for a beachfront hotel building, adopting a gate-to-grave approach over a 50-year service life. It's like planning a party. You want to think about everything from the invitations to the cleanup afterward.
I love that analogy. So what did you find out? Did certain options really stand out? Sigh.
Yes! The results revealed that enhancing the durability of structures in harsh environments leads to better sustainability outcomes. Improved concrete mixes can significantly reduce long-term costs and environmental impacts. It's like finding a cake recipe that not only tastes amazing, but also lasts longer without going stale.
That's incredible. So what's next for your research? Are you planning to explore more options? Laughs.
Absolutely. Future work will delve into additional multi-criteria decision-making methods and expand design alternatives to optimize maintenance strategies. The goal is to create a holistic view of sustainability that integrates economic, environmental, and social impacts.
Wow. I can't wait to see where this goes. Thanks for breaking it down so clearly. Sigh.
My pleasure. Remember, sustainability isn't just a trend, it's a necessity for our future. Let's keep the conversation going.
Absolutely. I'm all in for that. Laughs.